Cape Talk.
Entertainment News.
Time to take a look at your entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as always, we'll start off on the small screen with Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TB Plus Magazine. Great to have you with us. Can we start, please, with a question that's been popping into my inbox quite regularly over the last week? Craig, what on earth is going on with SABC3 and its evening programming?
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of juggling on their lineup. A lot of AFCON games are coming in, delayed World Cup cricket, almost without any notice. So, you know, if you're tuning in between 7 p.m. and midnight, you won't see your regular programming as you expect. So just grin and bear it. They're dropping things literally 6 hours before they're scheduled to air. It's short notice, and it's, the World Cup's nearly over, and so is the AFCON.
Okay, so it won't be for very much longer, and then back to normal. Very frustrating for the viewers, I know. So rather than telling you what you can't see on SABC, let's head straight over to DSTV. Craig, we've got a lot of amazing race fans in the audience. They're going to be very happy to hear that there's a new season coming on Mnet.
Yeah, season 30 of The Amazing Race starts this Sunday on Mnet at 6 o'clock in the evening. It was formed in late 2017, aired in the same year in the States. And 11 teams are going against each other, you know, the normal sort of world race. But there are a couple of new twists and turns. They throw that into every season, same with Survivor. And for this specific season, what they're doing is contestants are swapping teams in between, in the middle of certain legs.
So okay.
It's really fun.
That should be really interesting, making previous competitors have to collaborate. So I'll be tuning in to Amazing Race on Sunday evening, Channel 101 at 6 p.m. There's also a really interesting documentary series starting later that evening on the History Channel.
Yeah, July is Moon Month. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing in 1969. And this specific series is called Chasing the Moon. Like you said, Sunday's 8:15 on the History Channel. You know, we're going deep into the manned missions to the moon. Gives you insights on the amount of money spent, the lives lost, the work that went into sending these people to the moon, unless you believe it was faked.
Well, I don't believe it was faked. So I, for one, will be watching Chasing the Moon. That's on Channel 186 at 8:15 this Sunday evening. Anything else worth mentioning on DSTV before we head into streaming?
Yeah, if you want to be horrified by excess, there's a new story, new series called Feeding the Super Rich, starting this coming Thursday on BBC Lifestyle. That's DSTV Channel 174 at 8 o'clock. They go behind the scenes on to see how the fabulously rich, like the grotesquely rich, eat. You know, there's people who are having like caviar mixed with frog spawn served on a silver platter.
Oh, no, that's going to give me indigestion, Craig. I think I might skip that one. Let's rather head over to Showmax. There's a really big new series you want to flag for us there.
Yeah, it's a show called Warrior. It's currently airing on DSTV Thursday nights at like 10 o'clock. If you've missed it, this is a show that you need to actually watch. It's one of the very few shows that I've said that about this year. It's filmed in Cape Town. It was originally created by Bruce Lee before he passed away. I think that was in 1970. Executive produced by his daughter Shannon Lee, who found all of the papers and she went through all of his notes and all that sort of thing. And it follows the real-life Tong Wars that were taking place in the U.S., specifically San Francisco, where the Chinese immigrants had set up these gangs and they were sort of fighting over control of the city. You know, like I said, it's filmed in Cape Town, so it's got that, you wouldn't realize it. It's done so well that you'd think it's done in a big studio in Hollywood.
Okay, set in the 1870s, so a real sort of historical interest as well. Definitely one to look out for. Warriors on Showmax. And then over on Netflix, there's also a series you want to flag for us.
Yeah, also a sort of period drama. It's called The Last Tsars. It's a 6-episode biographical drama retelling of the fall of the Romanov family. Everyone knows who they were, the last family to rule Russia as royals, and also takes place in the late 1800s. It contains real-life elements like the Russia-Japan War, World War I, the Fabergé eggs, and also the infamous Rasputin makes an appearance. So, you know, it's got a bit of blowback for factual inaccuracies and that sort of thing, but that's down to creative license. Really nice if you're into history and especially the Romanovs and that sort of thing.
And especially the story of Rasputin, I mean, is one where truth is really stranger than fiction in this case. Definitely one to look out for, The Last Tsars on Netflix. Craig, thanks for the tips and we'll chat again next week. Next, we take a look at the new movies opening on circuit this weekend. And to talk us through them on the line is Leandra Engelbrecht, TV and Movies Editor at Channel 24. Great to have you with us.
Nice to speak to you too.
Leandra, just two new movies on circuit this week. Let's start with a horror franchise that just won't stay in the closet. Chucky is back.
Yep, he's back again, and this time it's a reboot and a remake of the 1988 film. And this time Chucky goes high-tech. So Karen, again, a single mom, gives her son Andy a buddy doll, but the doll then rejects its programming and then becomes self-aware and turns murderous. Very interesting is that Mark Hamill is voicing Chucky.
Hamill as in Luke Skywalker, Hamill.
Correct.
Okay, not sure I'm ever going to look at him quite the same way again.
No.
So the new version of Child's Play on circuit this weekend. There's also a new action comedy about an Uber driver.
Yeah, it's called Stuber, and it stars Dave Bautista and Kumail Nanjiani. And a mild-mannered Uber driver picks up a passenger who turns out to be a policeman who's on the trail of a killer. And then he unwillingly becomes part of the police officer's arrest operation.
Okay, I feel like I've heard that plot somewhere before, but let's suspend our disbelief and give it a chance. Okay, Leandra, thanks so much for the tips, and we'll see you at the movies. Next up, we asked Charlotte Kilbane, our Cape Town news editor for EWN, to pick up some great suggestions for your podcast listening.
So Pippa, this week I want to remind you all about the podcast that I recommended a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago now, I'm losing track of time, called Pod Save America. So like I say, I've mentioned this before, but it's now becoming super relevant. So a reminder of what it is, it's a podcast by a group of former White House staffers. They worked in the Obama administration. They are Democrats. It is a totally partisan podcast. So I'm not claiming that it is in any way even-handed to the Republicans. But the reason why it's so relevant now is that these guys have amazing access to the Democratic kind of front runners and all the people contesting for the Democratic presidential nomination. So if you're a student of American politics, or if you're somebody who follows American politics really closely, we kind of know what's going to happen on the Republican side. Donald Trump will be their candidate again. So really the only moving story at the moment, before the real campaign gets started, and the real campaigning gets started, is who will be the Democrat nominee, the nominee for the Democratic presidential candidate. And so Pod Save America has these great insights into what's happening in the Democratic Party and what the strengths and weaknesses are of all 20 of the people contesting for this position. So it's Pod Save America, especially now. If you haven't listened to it in a while, start tuning in again now, because it's really worth it.